Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Hello, my name is Kylie Walczak. I'm your host today for Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm joined by two people who will be traveling shortly to Washington, D.C. to attend the Youth Bike Summit. Could you two introduce yourselves for us?
Hi, my name is Luis Herrera. I'm representing Pueblo Gardens School Bike Club.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Cassio, and I work for Living Streets Alliance in our Safe Routes to School program.
What's the Youth Bike Summit?
The Youth Bike Summit is an annual gathering of young people from around the United States who come together to talk about how biking in their community is a force of positive change. The conference is really youth-driven. There's a variety of different topics identified by the young people, the steering committee, and it's really an opportunity to network, but also learn from other communities how they're using bikes as a way to do positive things in their neighborhoods.
Can you tell us a little bit about the delegation from Tucson, Luis?
Yes, well, we're taking two young people that participated in the bike club, but there's also around 10 youth total. They all live in South Tucson area. It's a really, really great group of kids, actually. They're like leaders in their own communities.
Tell us a little bit about the Pueblo Gardens Bike Club.
Been a year, I think, since I started the bike club with the help of Living Streets Alliance, as well as Bikers. Kind of had like a little dream of having like a mechanic bike shop in my house.
You live in Pueblo Gardens?
Yes, I live like across the street from the school. I've just been like really inspired by bikes since I was like a young person actually myself, and I had a dream to start like do work with bikes and work with young people in the neighborhood, and not just young people but like just anyone in the neighborhood who wants to ride a bike and just feel safe and feel empowered.
And so you said that the delegation is about 10 youth?
It's actually, so we're a group of 10. So it's 6 youth and 4 adults. Like Luis mentioned, we have part of the delegation is from Pueblo Gardens. We also have some youth who are from the John Valenzuela Youth Center in South Tucson, and some youth who are with Tierra Libertad, which is a grassroots organization doing sustainability work on Tucson's south side.
And I understand many of these youth have never flown on an airplane before. What are you doing to prepare them for that experience? Obviously, this will be their first time visiting the East Coast.
Actually, none of us, even the adults on the delegation, have ever been to Washington, D.C., so it'll be a first-time experience for all of us in that way. But yeah, none of the young people, this is their first time flying, so we've spent like a lot of time just going through what to expect when you travel.
Will any of these Tucson youth leaders be meeting with our elected officials in Washington?
Well, it's a federal holiday.
Oh, right. So, Indigenous Peoples Day, also known as Columbus Day. Right.
Okay. So they were open to meeting with us, but then unfortunately, all of the offices are closed that weekend, and we're staying Friday through Monday, so that doesn't give us a whole lot of time to do that.
Have the youth set some goals for themselves, what they hope to accomplish?
We had a really good conversation about what it meant to be a leader, and it was really inspiring to hear from them how they see themselves sharing knowledge, taking risks, learning from other people. And I think they'll have, I'm just remembering some of their goals. It was just really inspiring for them to be there and learn from others and also bring it back to the community here.
Great. Well, safe travels. For more information about the Youth Bike Summit or about any of the programs supporting that work, you can visit kxci.org, find the mini program Pedaling the Pueblo. We'll post all the links to find more information on that site. And as always, thank you for listening to Pedaling the Pueblo. Thank you to our guests, Luis and Vanessa.
Thank you.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop. Located at 311 East 7th Street, Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.